Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to talk about a touchy subject right now. You know, a lot of athletes have been accused of things over the last couple of years. And a lot of times, you know, they're actually the victim, you know, and not the actual person trying to seek charges. Because you notice that once the money goes away, then all of a sudden people don't care. It's not that big of a deal. It's not a rape charge. My thing is, if a woman wants to bring a man to justice for rape, he should go to prison, and it should be for the things that he's done wrong to her, and he doesn't need to be out walking on our streets in our society because he's a sick human being. Pressing charges against somebody for rape shouldn't be something that she get for financial gain or financial access. And what I'm saying is, you know, recently, as we know, Colts, you know, I have this website in front of me that moves ridiculously slow. Colts linebacker special team Josh McNary has been placed on NFL commissioner's exempt list, effectively ending his season while the league investigates recent allegations of rape against him per the NFL personal conduct policy. Now, McNary cannot practice or play games with the Colts while he is in commissioner's exempt list, but will still be paid during his leave. Needless to say, he won't be on the field Sunday when Colts meet the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. McNary was charged with rape and battery and criminal confinement stemming from an incident in November. Okay, here's what irritates me, is that these things magically seem to always come out in the heat of the moment. What I say by in the heat of the moment, for example, Jameis Winston, it comes out when he's magically about to win his first Heisman. With this kid, it comes out when he's magically about to play in the biggest game of his life that could take his team to the Super Bowl. You know, I just don't understand how these things timely come out. And what people don't say is how so many times athletes are falsely accused. You know, what about Warren Sapp when the lady said that he supposedly choked her and beat her up, came out being that he was innocent? Nobody went and did no story. ESPN didn't do no outside the lines. Nobody did no big hoopla thing about that. The Duke lacrosse team, when they was falsely accused and the girl claimed that they banged her and ran train on her and all this other stuff, you know, Marshawn Lynch got falsely accused of assault recently, and then Washington had to, you know, find a late. You know, the biggest story of them all, Brian Branks, that man's life was ruined, his whole career was ruined because falsely accused of rape or whatever. Just recently, the University of Florida backup quarterback to Driscoll, he was the girl supposedly claimed that it was rape or something like that, and then it comes to find out she initiated the sex and all that other stuff. So my biggest thing is, it's almost like what we do in society, and it happens with everything. It happens with race. It happens with these type of things. It happens with, you know, child support. Everything that happens in this system, it goes like this. Somebody abuses the privileges. Somebody goes overboard and does something that they're not supposed to do. Then when people start getting prosecuted for it, then you have these people who sit there and they wanted their story to be heard, or they want a quick dollar. And it may not be rape, it may not be racism, it may not be that big of a problem to them back when, but when they see somebody else getting paid for it, then all of a sudden it becomes a problem. So my thing is, I'm not trying to downplay women or anything like that. A rape is a rape. If you rape a woman, you need to go to jail, you need your ass whooped, you need to drop the soap in the shower when you're in prison, and you need to see how that feels, because it doesn't feel good. But the biggest beef I have is when all of a sudden you have a one-night stand with an athlete or a one-night stand with a dude, and you really like him, and then when he doesn't call you back, you get mad about it, and then magically it's a rape. Now you're salty about it, so it's a rape all of a sudden. So my whole suggestion to this is simple. When this type of dumb stupidity happens, what we need to do is just like they taking pictures of this poor kid, McNary. You better hope he ends up being guilty. And I will hope that no NFL player is that stupid after they seen what's going on. I don't think they're that stupid. I don't think after what Jameis Winston went through and everything else, I don't think that any NFL player, any college player is that stupid at this point. If they are that stupid to do it, one, you shouldn't be doing it because it's morally wrong. But if you are that stupid to do that, then you need to go to jail. But I honestly don't think this kid was that stupid, and I honestly think it's another one of these cases where somebody magically said, okay, he raped me, blah, 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 whoop-wop, bang, bang, and now I want some money out of it because, you know, I didn't become his queen or I didn't get my meal ticket. Because that's what it comes down to. A lot of you chicks out here, you're out here for meal tickets. You're not out here to really find true love because it's true love walking down the street all the time. But y'all done watched so much TV and so many soap operas and so many reality TV shows. You feel like you pretty. You feel like you cute now. You want your reality TV show. You want your moment. You want your meal ticket. And these players and these athletes got to be quick being stupid and letting these chicks do this. Hell, y'all all got lawyers. Get your lawyer. Get a bunch of papers to carry around in your car like Dave Chappelle joked about back in the day and sign the damn love contract. If the chick don't sign the love contract, get the hell up out of there. Don't even put yourself in that position. Because there's plenty of women who want to go out at night, and they work all week. They single. They like being single, and they just want to have a good time. They want to go on about their business, let you go on about your business. If it's something more, it's something more. If it ain't nothing more, then oh well. There's plenty of women like that who just don't care. They know what they want. They get what they want, and they go on about their business. Okay, and it's not that big of a deal. You don't have to be considered a hoe. You don't have to be considered a whore. You just trying to have a good time after working 40-something hours a week with an attractive man. If it goes farther, it goes farther. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay? But it can't be that all of a sudden when you ain't his main chick, everything is rape. Okay? This man, Brian Brinkson, spent his 10 years of his life in prison, ruined his whole career because of something like this. You know, it's a guy here in the city I live in Ohio when the baby mom was mad at him because he went into the cell phone that he had. Magically now all of a sudden it was rape. Then it comes to find out that it wasn't rape. She was just mad because he found out that she was messing around with somebody else on their cell phone, so then it became rape. Then she came out and told the truth because of the pressure of her mom and her uncle and everything. He said, okay, this is wrong. Then she wanted to come out. But the man had already did 6 months to a year in prison because you lied because you was mad about something. I'm not even going to get into the Bill Cosby situation. That's a whole other thing. All I'm saying is when other people see people making money off of something because it's extreme, then all of a sudden everybody wants to come out and they want to get their piece of the pie. Oh, I was doing that. He did that to me too. Oh, now I need to get some money. No, it's either they did it or they didn't. If they did it, you file it at that time. You keep it moving. Because if you filed it at that time and you kept it moving, then you won't have a problem. I know plenty of people. If it was something that showed in 1983 that she filed accusation against Bill Cosby or whatever, and she filed it with the police, and she kept a copy of it, the copies have to be kept on record. Okay? If she showed that the files can be kept on record. All files are kept on record. So when she does come out and she does say that, then now you got your story to back up your accusation. Now you got your story to back up your accusation. Not only did I do this in 1983 and nobody believed me, but now I'm coming out with all these other people. Boom, now he's caught. Now he can't lie. Now you got your backup plan. And once again, it has to be because you really got raped or you were really sexually assaulted, not because you want a paycheck. Not because you want your 5 minutes of fame, and not because you think you're so pretty you should get your own reality TV show. Get off this fake Hollywood lifestyle and live your life and stop trying to be something else or stop trying to be something. Everybody wants their spot. Everybody wants to be super famous. When I do this show, I don't want to be super famous. I want everybody to like me. If that happens, that happens. But I do this so people can call and discuss and talk about the stupid stuff that the national media and the propaganda that the national sports media puts you through every day that they don't talk about. That's why I bring this stuff up. How come the ESPN has not done it outside the lines yet on this type of problem? Athletes being falsely accused. How come we don't do that? But when he's falsely accused, we blow up the damn television like it's the end of the damn world. But yet we can't take no pictures of the falsely accused. From here on out, when a woman falsely accused an athlete and it comes out that she's falsely accused, is this as many pictures there are that's taken kid taking pictures of this McNulty kid or this McNary kid or whatever, and all these pictures are showing him going in and out of the courtroom, they better show them exact same pictures of her when they walk out the courtroom and they find out that she was lying. It better be pictures following her around. It better be paparazzi. All the harassment and all the BS and all the bullshit that this kid has to go through, the same thing better go to the person who falsely accused him. You want to know why? Because now the athlete is the damn victim, not her no more. She's the money-hungry slime ball who wants to get her payday, not the athlete. Now, if he's wrong and he did rape her, put his dumb ass in jail for 15 years and make him sit there, because that's stupid as hell to even think about doing something dumb like that when you know that the NFL is under all this heat and college football is under all this heat and all these women claiming sexual assault. So the biggest problem comes from back in the day when a woman got raped, nothing was done. That's what happened. Nobody came forward. Nobody went through it. It just a lot of times nothing happened. We found out that so many women had been molested or raped that we said, yo, we got to fix this. And as we do in American society a lot, we go overboard with it. Now, every time somebody say they were accused of rape, everybody's automatically guilty. So with all these things in society and life and what and whatever you want to call it, there's always going to be a big portion of people that abuse the system. Oh, they got paid for that? Oh, I'm about to get paid for that. I remember this, this, and this happened back in 1989. If it didn't bother you back then, and it wasn't that big of a deal you all years, why bring it up? If it bothered you that much, you should file something. You should go to the police. Get a copy of your paperwork. So if 10, 15 years later, if something does come up, you can have something that you can show that. There's people I file lawsuits against. There's companies I file lawsuits against. I will never get rid of the paperwork. People look at me crazy. Why are you not going to get rid of it? Because when they try and bring that bull crap up again, later you got your copy of what initially they had given to you, and that's the end of the discussion, end of the story. Can't nobody say you just made it up. Can't nobody say you full of shit. Because it's like, yo, here shows right here 10 years ago I filed this. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Now that this person came out with it, now all of a sudden everybody want to listen to me. But here's the proof showing that. When you had that proof, can't nobody say nothing to you. You wasn't lying. But the moral of the story is, I'll give you another example. A guy who was accused of sexual assault or rape or whatever, this is back in the day, this is over 20 years ago. He pled guilty to it. He asked for forgiveness. The victims forgave him. He went and did his time in jail. He paid his debt to society. He has to register as a sex offender. He can't go within so many miles of a school, et cetera, et cetera. He changed his life around. He works a third shift job. He's a janitor. So he plays the lottery on the law. All right. So guess what comes out? Comes to find out, this dude wins $3 million in the lottery. Right? So you want to know what happened next? Yeah, who's listening right now already knows what happened next. That's right. The girls who accused him of rape, guess what happened? They want a piece of that $3 million. But you know why? Because they ain't doing good in their life. What he did to them hurt them for the rest of their life, which it could have. Which it could have. But my thing is, would you be seeking that $3 million if you didn't know he had it? And if you're going to seek that $3 million, do it and start something for victims of rape and all this other stuff. But my point of what I'm trying to get across to everybody right now is, why magically when he gets some money, all of a sudden they want some money? You see what I mean? Anything, if they were to say, here's what I'm trying to get across. If they were to say, you know what, he should be put back in jail longer, he shouldn't be able to receive this money, he should have to give this money over to the criminal justice department for rape victims or for rape cases or for more money to investigate rape so people like this can get convicted quicker, I wouldn't say shit. I wouldn't say a word because you know what? They got a point. They're making sense because they want to see justice done. They want people like that off the street. But you know what the kicker is, ladies and gentlemen? It's not about that. It's about, I want to get some money now. I want to get some money now. Oh, he got accused of sexual assault on me. I want some of that money. How come he's getting money? But how come you haven't invested in your life and done nothing with your life where you don't have to ask that guy for that money? You see what I'm saying? And if y'all would have went after that money in a way where it's like, no, I want him back in jail and I want that money donated to a department in the, of the criminal justice system that deals with rape victims, then I can't sit there and argue it because you really want justice. But a lot of people really don't just want justice. A lot of people want money, fame, and attention. Or they say they get their quick way because guess what? This is the new American way. Greed, slime ball, expose people to get paid, and that's the end of the discussion. You see it in rap, you see it in hip-hop, now you're starting to see it in athletics. Jay-Z said this in a rap lyric a long time ago. Jigga man hit me upside my head with a champagne bottle. Can I get a brand new car? That's all it is to it. That's all that happens to it. A girl can rub up against you in the club, feel you up, put her hands on your balls, and rub up against it. As soon as you rub against her titty, he groped me. This is what the hell we're getting going on in society today, ladies and gentlemen. Stop accusing people. Stop being brainwashed by the national media. Let's step up and stop this bullcrap. Have a good weekend.